We begin today with cycling and the news that the Czech Republic's Roman Kreuziger has finished ninth in the Tour de France for the second time in a row. The Liquigas rider, who is 24, finished 11 minutes and 54 seconds behind winner Alberto Contador in this year's Tour. He had been in seventh overall after the first week, but fell back somewhat in the Alps, only to get back into the first 10, thanks to some strong performances in the Pyrenees. Speaking after the race came to a climax on the Champs-Élysées on Sunday afternoon, Roman Kreuziger said he wasn't too disappointed not to have improved on last year's placing.
I am satisfied because the aim was to finish in the top 10, and I've done that. I knew at the start of the season that there'd be more people here than last year, so I couldn't be more satisfied. That said, there were a few moments my trainer and I will want to go over later. We'll sit down and analyze them to make sure they don't happen again next year.
Moving on to athletics, and the Czech team are now in Barcelona for the European Championships, which begin on Tuesday. One of the country's strongest medal hopefuls should be women's javelin world record holder Barbara Špatáková. However, the Olympic champion sustained an elbow injury at a Diamond League meeting last week and is having to work extremely hard to get fit in time for the heats.
I've been for various kinds of physiotherapy. I'm trying microcurrents, I'm lubricating it, everything possible. I'm not going to throw again before Tuesday. We'll see whether it hurts or not. I think more likely it will, but I have to fight it. It's a pity, really. It's bad luck.
And let's hope Barbara Špatáková wins that race against time to be fit for the European Championships. Other Czech medal hopefuls in Barcelona include Petr Svoboda in the hurdles and Petr Friedrich in the men's javelin. Football now, and one of the biggest talking points of the weekend's action in the Czech First Division was an unsavoury incident in Sparta Prague's 2-1 win over Slovácko. Television pictures seem to show Sparta's Tomáš Řepka spitting at the visitors' Ladislav Volašák. The referee missed the incident, but the hot-headed defender could find himself facing severe sanctions if the matter comes before a disciplinary hearing. That's all the sport for today.